Talking today with Gene Newens of PCOM. And Gene, as we wrap up the old year, begin 2010, interesting year this past year for the winter canola business that you've been promoting, working with producers all across the state on. PCOM made a very significant investment in getting crush capacity where you could handle winter canola, sunflowers, other crops besides cotton.
Yeah, that's very true, Ron. We've been working on this for about 4 years now. We signed the agreement 3 years ago to put this organization together, PCOM, to crush canola or other oil seeds. And 2 years ago, we crushed our first canola. Very tough year to kind of get the right oil out of it, and tough year to make the meal right, but we got it sort of going. This year was our second year crush, and by the time we got done crushing, we were going over capacity on crush, getting excellent oil and excellent meal out of it. It's been very good. It's going to be very good in the future for us. It's been an investment in the future for us, what it has been in the last 2 years.
Now, as you've laid that groundwork, you've also been working with producers. We've gone from, what, 35,000 acres that was actually produced in 2009, planted in the fall of 2009, a lot more acres than that, though.
We know we have at least 85,000 acres out there this year, well over double what we had a year ago. The crop itself looks excellent. We have crop from the Texas area, Chillicothe area, clear up into Kansas again this year. We have areas that have expanded their acres and areas of new acres, new areas that have acres this year never had in the past. Acreage is good. The quality of it is excellent. We've seen very, very few poor fields this year. Most of the fields have been excellent.
What are you hearing from producers as far as this is still a crop that we're learning about and they're trying to feel comfortable about? You hear a few old-timers that say that they don't want to try it because of the problems with shattering and concerns about getting it harvested right and all these kind of things. I know these are the type of things that you've been working on for the last couple of years.
I think OSU started this research in 2002, basically. First crop was 2003, very few acres. We've got our own varieties now. We've got varieties that Oklahoma State and Kansas State have developed for our area. They've been taken from some foreign stocks of seed, and we've got very good varieties for our area. We have 12 to 13 varieties this year could plant. Next year we'll have more varieties than that to plant. We've got longer season canola. That was one of the problems. If we plant all one length season, we had to harvest it all the same time. That wasn't working. We had to get something we could harvest before wheat or after wheat, and we have that now. We needed stuff for low pH, and we've done that in the state of Oklahoma. We have problems there in that. Insects, we've learned how to control insects pretty good. We've learned how to plant it, get it up, fertilize it right, and now the biggest challenge, like you just said, is a shattering and harvesting of it. We will have 85,000 acres to practice on this spring. Farmers have accepted that challenge. They're doing very good with it. The farmers have been very, very easy to work with on this thing, very concerned about it. But these big farmers, these good farmers, want to learn how to do it. We have some of the older producers that probably won't grow it. They want to graze their wheat, and we can't graze canola. But we feel in the younger set of farmers and the mid-age farmers, mid-age farmers are 60 years old now, and they're learning to do it and they're wanting to do it and want to do it right.
And of course, there are several ways that you can harvest it, swathing, this push process of trying to somehow get it to where it's not standing upright when you try to go through with the combine.
Yeah, the biggest problem in Oklahoma, in Canada and North Dakota, they harvest in the fall. So it's always cool and damp at that point in time. Oklahoma is different. We're hitting May, June when we hit our hot winds, hot temperatures, and it's really we need something to get down out of the air, out of the hot air. So what we've done, we've used swathers, use a draper swather, lay it down, roll it down, pick it up in about 5 to 7 days with a pickup header. Or we're using what we call a pusher. A pusher basically lodges that crop down, go on 30-foot wide or 36-foot wide, depending on what your combine is. And at that point in time, you'll come back about 3 weeks later and go the opposite direction and pick it up. By the time your combine header hits the stalk, it's already over your header. So we have a lot less loss that way.
As we think about the potential of this crop, I know one of the things that you've been able to offer to producers is a crop that has more value per bushel, significantly more value than just winter wheat as far as delivered back to our local elevators.
Oh, yeah. You know, 2 years ago, when we were looking at $12 wheat 2.5 years ago, it's pretty hard to convince anybody of anything except growers, anything but wheat. This year, and from last year into this year, wheat has been $3 to $3.5, close to $4 below the price of canola on a per bushel basis. So if you raise 40 bushel wheat, you should be able to raise 40 bushel canola, figuring it's a 50-pound bushel. And that 75% increase in value is well worth the 20% extra cost to plant canola.
At this point, you indicated that y'all had a pretty good year as far as crushing canola, handling the end product. How do you gear up for double the acres?
The biggest deal probably is going to be delivery points in the country. We're going to open up more storage houses in our location in Oklahoma City. We still have Yukon and El Reno deliver to if we need to. But the biggest thing is get delivery facilities in the country. And an interesting thing has happened this year. I've had elevators call me instead of going out looking for elevators to handle it. So the elevator industry is starting, cooperative and private elevators are learning that this is going to be part of our cropping system in the future, and they're getting ready to gear up to do it. We have elevators from Texas all through across Oklahoma and into Kansas handling canola this year for us.
Tell me a little bit about where we stand on the promotion body that was worked on a year or so ago now in the legislature, an oilseed commission. And canola obviously fits very well along with sunflowers and a couple other crops that would work well for this particular commission. Tell me about how we're getting along getting that organized.
The oilseed commission, which was set up by law a year and a half ago, is processing now. We've got all the paperwork done this time. We're going to resend out again, and we're going to ask for nominations again starting in January. And that election will be sometime probably in February or March, and they'll be ready to go by harvest this year. It's going to be very good for promotion. It's going to be very good for research into canola, promoting of canola, and that money will go directly into research where it'll go to.
Now, is this going to be primarily these newer crops that have come on the scene, or some of our older traditional oilseed crops? Are they getting pulled into this commission as well?
First come to mind is soybeans, and soybeans has its own national checkoff, so that'll stay in that thing. Our law has a provision in it that if there's a national checkoff or another checkoff, we won't add that to the burden of the farmers. The other oilseed crop that's based in the state of Oklahoma is cottonseed, but cotton is grown for fiber, so it's really not what you call an oilseed crop. They have their own information, own infrastructure to take care of that. So, no, those two will not be brought into it. Canola will be into it. Sunflowers will be into it. Any other oilseed that may come to the state can petition to be within that law.
Okay, but will not automatically be unless they ask to be involved?
They need to ask to be involved in it. We've set it up that way also. If they come out with another oil crop such as camelina or something like that on a very, very small basis, there's no reason to set that up for oil seeds. But when you have a larger crop like canola is going to be and possibly sunflowers in the state of Oklahoma, that will happen.
Okay. Where do you see winter canola production going? Obviously, this is something that particularly the OSU folks, Dr. Pieper and others, saw as just an ideal rotational crop where we would run wheat, canola, maybe even another crop in that mix as well, to try to really maximize our wheat production in the state by getting rid of a lot of these weeds and other problems.
Well, the first thing we had to do is make sure it was going to make money on its own. I think we've done that now. We think we have the infrastructure system-wise, delivery points, marketing system, future prices on so we can do all that kind of stuff. The clean up the fields has been a proven fact. Every producer that's growing it has really been involved with that to tell us it is good. OSU's trying to get that down and tell us how much it does increase the yields next year on wheat. So that's going to happen. Biggest thing, I think, if you look at North Dakota, and they started growing canola about 1982, 83, it took them 7 years to get to 1 million acres. Will we get to 1 million acres? We have the potential. We have 11 million acres of wheat planted in this country, in our trade territory. We're going to build a plant within 2 to 3 years that will crush about 700,000 acres of it. That's sort of the goal, I think, for us. We also have a market going into Mexico. If we overproduce seed here for what we have, we can sell into Mexico also. So we have several options for our producers in this area. again, the big thing is going to be is handling of it. That's going to be the biggest thing of the storing of it, because it's going to take a lot of room. We expect to crush about, on a normal year with our new plant, it's 25 million bushels. So it's a big deal. It's a big number. So it's going to be a big thing to keep going, getting that growth going. There's probably going to be more storage built in the future just to handle canola.